AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump has been talking about the possibility of U.S. strikes against Iran.
You don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
Today, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt read a statement from the president.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
Leavitt was asked why the president thinks there is a substantial chance of negotiations.
I'm not going to get into the reasoning and the rationale. The president believes that, but that's his position, and he will make a decision within the next 2 weeks.
Earlier today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said President Trump will do what's best for America.
The partnership with the United States, the partnership with President Trump, with whom I speak to almost every day, is incredible.
An Iranian missile hit a main hospital in southern Israel, wounding people and causing extensive damage. No serious injuries. Today is a national holiday, Juneteenth, marking the day in 1865 when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to enslaved black people in Texas. In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a large Juneteenth flag was seen at the city's African Burying Ground Memorial Park, where African drummers and dancers led a crowd in song and dance. Jerry Ann Boggs is with the Black Heritage Trail of New Hampshire.
The African Burying Ground was built over, covered on, erased from memory. And it's so important that this time we're gathered here during Juneteenth, 2025.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about Juneteenth.
I know this is a federal holiday. I want to thank all of you for showing up to work. We are certainly here. We're working 24/7 right now. Nikki, go ahead.
Actually, that was my question. Will you plan to mark Juneteenth in any way, either today or with an event later on, maybe next week?
Sure. I just answered that question for you.
This is AP News. South Africa opens a new inquiry into apartheid-era killings known as Craddock 4.
When Nombi Isilema Halowi was given her husband's body back for burial, he had more than 25 stab wounds in his chest and 7 in his back, with a gash across his throat. Sekela Mahalali was one of 4 black men abducted, tortured and killed 40 years ago this month by apartheid-era security forces in South Africa. No one has been held accountable for the deaths. But a new judge-led inquiry into the killings of the anti-apartheid activists, who became known as the Craddock Four and who became a rallying cry for those denied justice, is opening this month. Part of a renewed push in South Africa for the truth by relatives of some of the thousands of people killed by police and others during the years of white minority rule and enforced racial segregation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Oklahoma City Thunder could win the NBA title with a Game 6 victory tonight in Indiana. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.